Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. I'm sure you've heard this before, but I am one of those cobblers whose kids have holes in their shoes. It's taken me, 5 years to really go back and look at my website and say, you know what? This is pretty outdated. Now, I just did a podcast on, you know, does your website matter? Look and design and feel and all that stuff? Yes. But I think one of the most important things is the messages that you're trying to get across. And so in the process of doing this, I've got a couple of things going on. I'm working with my coach. I'm working with a writer to rewrite the messages so that they're much more focused in reaching the right audience. And that is the key. Now, I do this exact same thing when I'm working with my clients, is I really help them focus on, are we getting across the right information to the right people so they feel like you're being empathetic and talking to them? So the first thing that you have to understand, and you probably heard this numerous times, is any kind of niche, first thing you got to do is understand what is their problem. You know, if you're doing something like a home improvement, or you're doing something as a service like HVAC or plumbing, I mean, a problem's pretty straightforward. The air conditioning goes out, they've got a problem, you know, and they want that to be fixed as soon as possible. When it comes to some of the more complex things, a lot of people, number one, A, don't realize they have a problem, and B, don't have any idea what the solution would be. So the first thing that you have to do is really understand what their problem is and how that relates to them. So an example of this would be, you know, you've got services that you provide that will fix a particular thing. But unless people are actually feeling deep down in their hearts that they understand what the problem is, they don't know how to look for a solution. So a lot of times what you got to do, the first thing that you have to really understand is take them through the journey. Okay, you are doing this in your business. Let's just say you're working with somebody who is a salesperson. And so you're going out and doing cold calls and doing all these things that are going to help you meet more people. But the problem is you're having a hard time explaining to them the specifics of what it is that you do and why they need you. Or maybe they don't need you right at this moment. So what you have to do is spend a bunch of time educating them, giving them ideas, and helping them to understand how all solutions, not just your solution, but how all solutions can be a great opportunity for you to become more successful, your company to become more successful, make more money, whatever it is. You have to really get them to understand the journey from where they're at to what the problem is to where they can be. So then the next thing that you have to do is outline the solution. Now you can turn around and say, okay, with this problem, if you go through step A, and you go through step B, and you go through step C, you will start to better understand how to solve the problem, okay? So let's say you're selling something like a software backup solution, okay? And I lose sleep at night with this all the time, is like, what happened if my house burned down? Because all my backups are sitting on hard drives in my house. What if somebody came in and robbed my house and took my computer? I don't care if they take my computer, I can replace that. What I can't replace is if they grab the hard drives with all the backups. So now it's like, you know, maybe I do need to have a cloud computing solution to save all that stuff. What is it worth to me? I'll never know until I absolutely need it. But that's the thing, is somebody can outline that solution for me and say, this is the way that you want to do it, even though you've got all these terabytes, and I do mean terabytes, and that's the biggest problem, is I've got from 2001 to 2017's worth of data sitting on these backups. It's going to be pretty expensive to back it up. So is there a way to do this cost effectively? Is there a way, what's the right way to do it? I don't know. So if somebody can come in and say, here is the way that you do it. For a small business owner, this is cost effective. And this is the best way to make sure that if anything tragic happens to your data, that you're covered. So you outline that solution in a way that says, you know what? I actually do have to spend that money. I have to make myself secure. I have to make sure that I cover my butt. Now, the next thing that you have to do is take them through the transition of where they are to where they will be. So they really have to understand that in order to be a viable business, backing up your software, backing up all your files is an asset. And with this asset, it can help you continue to grow your business by offering your clients the ability to have those backups. So what does that look like? How does that help my business? How does that help me grow my business? Or is it just a necessary expense? If you can find a way to get people to realize that by doing those simple backups, whatever they need done is going to help them to be able to become more secure, a better business person, make their clients happier, help them to figure out how to communicate to their clients what you're having as far as an offering to them that's better than anybody else, because frankly, my clients aren't thinking about the fact that I've got their business backed up, because a lot of times their stuff is sitting out on the cloud. You know, their website's sitting out on the cloud, so they think they're safe. But what's missing is all the original files to create the artwork, the audio files, the video files, the raw stuff, you know, maybe sitting up on YouTube, but there had to be something created in order to have that out there. So what if I can communicate that to my clients and say, you know, the value that I bring is much bigger than just producing a website. It's having a bunch of assets that are at your fingertips for years and years and years that you can reuse. And I just had a client leave. One of the things that I did, I couldn't fit it on a online anything. I actually had to make them a backup DVD of all their files. So when they left, I literally made that backup and I handed it to them. And then I said, you know, thank you very much for the 5-year opportunity to work with you. And here's all of your files, everything I've ever done, everything you've ever given me. So they're not going to be calling me back. Hey, do you got this file? You got that file? You know, so I want to make sure that I provide the best value to them. And you know what? If the other company doesn't work out, they may come back. I don't know. If they don't, that's cool too. I've moved on, they've moved on. But you want to make sure that you understand where you are and where you will be. And you have to be able to take your people through that journey. The final piece of this puzzle is you have to deliver on the promises that you make. So you have to make sure that if you make these promises, that it is something that you can do consistently, efficiently, and something that makes good business sense, that you're not just spending a bunch of time and bunch of money doing something that's not going to give you some kind of return on investment. So it's your job to get your clients, potential clients, to understand the big picture, where they are now, feel some empathy for who they are, and let them know where they will be. So if you like this, I've got lots more tips and tricks and things that I could teach you. I have a thing called the Bacon Weekly Mastermind. Go to baconcoach.com/BWM. You can try out 4 weekly mastermind calls for only $1. Hey, if you don't learn something in 4 weeks, I'll give you your dollar back.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.